When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy 2023, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think Sol's still asleep. He went sleep in 2022, he's still asleep. Go wake him up, Niz. Earth calling Sol, are you there?
Yeah, well, sorry. I think I overslept.
You slept for a whole year, Sol. It's 2023 now.
Oh, is it? Sorry. Oh, okay.
Hibernated.
Anything you want to say to our lovely listeners?
Like what?
Happy New Year!
Is it?
I'll go back to sleep, Sol.
Okay.
Cue the music. Hi guys, and welcome back to 2023. Happy New Year, guys. I hope you had a good one.
Woohoo!
Happy New Year.
So, what you guys been up to? Anything special for the New Year?
No, me personally, not really.
Oh, boring old Niz. Oh, what about you, Sol?
Nothing really. Same old, innit?
You've turned into boring old Niz as well.
I remember the days when I was younger, and used to sit up, wait for the fireworks on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd watch the countdown. And this was on the BBC.
I still do that.
You still do that? Yeah. I don't do that any longer. I used to do
it. I cut a cheesecake just to celebrate.
Just start it off with
a bang.
No, I mean, I never used to cut a cake or anything. I didn't used to say Happy New Year either, but I used to watch what's happened over the year and then watch the countdown. And then watch the fireworks. And the good thing was when you watch it, when you look at the stuff throughout the day, the time difference, you know, in Australia, they're 11 hours already ahead of us. So, you know, they've already done their New Year's. You know, you look at their fireworks, and then you look at next one.
Yeah, interesting saying that, you know, look at what's happened through the day and the year. So, yeah, let's reflect. I mean, 2022 was a strange one, I guess. A lot of stuff happened. How about we take a look at some highlight moments? Is there anything that stands out for you guys?
Gotta be the Ukraine war.
Yeah, I have to agree with that because it's affected everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
If anything, we didn't really need this after the pandemic.
It's like another layer added on, isn't it? First we had Brexit, then obviously the pandemic, and now this as well. Talking about cakes in it, layers, you've already got three layers there.
Speaking of cake, what takes the cake or the biscuit is that we didn't win the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
And that whole Qatar controversy, what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah.
Of it being there. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, they might have bribed him, but so what? It needs to be held in the Middle East at some point.
How can so many countries, languages, and cultures come together if only one way is accepted?
We were raised to believe that we were scattered on this earth as nations and tribes, so we could learn from each other and find beauty in our differences.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would have ever done it.
I mean, there was a whole scandal of, what was it? They're not treating their workers right. that built the stadiums.
Well, no, yeah, it all started off from the very beginning, though, didn't it? It said that they bribed everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, actually, you know what? There's a documentary on it on Netflix, and it just came out.
Oh, another documentary.
Last month.
Yeah. I've not seen that. Have you?
I haven't seen it. I'll have to check it out. Do you know what the title of it, or do you know what it's called?
I don't remember what it is, but why? Let me quickly...
Whilst you're doing that, speaking of documentaries, I recently been watching the documentary about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and that whole controversy right there.
Is that still ongoing?
Yeah, seems to be.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole race thing and
The
whole thing. I think, obviously, the royals have been in the limelight a lot last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've lost the Queen.
And thank you for everything.
That was a big thing. It was like the most watched event, I think. I'm pretty sure it was in history or in a very long time anyway.
She had a jubilee just a few months before that, wasn't it, as well?
Had a what, sorry?
Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an extra bank holiday for that as well, didn't we, for the jubilee.
Yeah. That's something positive for 2022, I suppose.
Oh, and that documentary on Netflix, it's FIFA Uncovered.
Okay.
And talking about the Royal Harry and Meghan racism. No, I've not watched it, and I don't think I'm going to either.
I mean, there's one bit of it that I remember, like when they sort of announced it, the whole Brexit thing was going on.
Between Brexit and a ready meal.
Come on, let's get this thing done. We've got an oven ready deal, put it in the microwave.
And in the documentary, they kind of explained that quite well, how it's almost like in the States where when Trump came into power, a lot of the right wing got more ballsy, shall we say. They had more, it was more open, the racism. And when you see that, I can't remember which episode it is. I think it might be part two or three, but the show, as Brexit was going on, because there was a huge thing about immigration, which was directly correlated to going back home. Like it became a race thing. It became, if you're not white, go back home. What they were trying to show is in the UK, when they started doing this whole Brexit speech, we want our country back, make UK great again.
I thought it was more about the NHS as well, isn't it? That the money will come in and all the influx. I don't know. This is what they were saying. It was like the NHS is going to get money as well. So it was more of a facade, isn't it?
I think it's just not, it's not 2022. It's probably from before that. I think COVID had a lot to do with it. So all this furlough, they printed a lot of money, you see. So they've almost crashed the pound. It's gone really weak.
Well, it did at one point with Liz Truss.
I will remain as Prime Minister until a successor has been chosen. Thank you.
Yeah, obviously did that emergency
budget,
which didn't work. So, and then she left the little lettuce. So she didn't even last long.
Little lettuce.
But yeah, a lot of something. Any of you guys into crypto? That crashed. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I sort of know about it. I know a bit about it, not so much.
No, I just follow it as well. There's an exchange called FTX. It was like the biggest exchange. So that went under. It's like relatable to like a big bank crashing. NatWest, for example, or RBS going under. So it was a big thing. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened last year. The Johnny Depp trial.
Sam, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. That was the next thing that came up.
What team were you? I was Team Depp.
Depp, obviously Depp.
Yeah, I was Team Depp as well.
All right.
I think he didn't really care if he won or lost.
Thing is, it backfired on her because he didn't want to go trial. She wanted to. And turned out he was the victim. So there's some male bashing going on for you. There's been a lot of that going on last year.
That's always ongoing.
It's getting worse, though.
It is getting worse, but it's just a thing at the moment, isn't it? It's the fashionable thing, so everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, Bill and Ted movie.
Excellent!
Not seen it. They're remaking everything.
Yeah. But when they're remaking it, they're all switching it to a female theme.
So, they had daughters, didn't they? I remember that. They had daughters in
it. So it's no longer that Bill and Ted save the world.
Oh, God.
Spoiler.
It's the daughters who saved the world.
No way!
It's not a bad thing, I'm saying, but you know what? Don't go back and...
Rewrite history.
Rewrite the storyline to fit today's...
Today's narrative.
Narrative.
Narrative, yeah.
That's wrong.
Just don't do that. I
mean, it's just men, though. What's wrong with men of today? What about black on black crime?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Richard! Oh, wow! Wow!
Like Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on national TV. What the hell is that one about?
Yeah,
well, that's like bullyism. Is that, you know, that's like, and a lot of people said if that was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, do you think Will Smith would have slapped him?
No, don't think so.
You pick your battles though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you remember watching one of, what's his name now, that short black comedian?
You got to give us a bit more than that. Like a police officer there, he was short and black. Arrest him. Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Yeah. Like he was saying, you pick your fights. Where have the days gone where you would shove each other just to gauge someone's strength and, you know, stature? And if they were hard, you'd just say, yeah, I can't be bothered fighting you because you know he's going to beat the crap out of you. Yeah. So you'd walk away. Whereas now it's just like, let's just get straight into it.
Yeah, and there's one guy, then there's 20 guys. They'll always have like a knife or a gun. It's just, it's not even a fight. It's not fighting. They don't.
It's not fighting. Fist talk. Yeah.
All right, Niz, that's enough of the depressing news. Here, have some
sparkling water. The guy.
What are you on about? And what was
sparkling
that?
Water? You don't know who that is? 4-time kickboxing world champion.
UFC.
Kickboxing.
Kickboxing, yeah. Andrew Tate. Come on, you've not heard of Andrew Tate?
Seriously, I don't even know who Andrew Tate is.
Oh my God, have you been living under a rock? He was the most Googled man of 2022.
Yeah.
Why?
I said, well, what color is your Bugatti?
Because he's outlandish in what he says. He was provocative.
Selling courses,
making money, driving Bugattis, drinking sparkling water. Yeah, wow. You know what? You've probably seen some of his stuff because you couldn't have not seen it.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know who he is. He's a tall boy.
You might recognize him by his face. You might not know his name itself.
He became a Muslim, didn't he, as well?
Happened after.
Yeah.
After he got cancelled, I think a couple of weeks later, he became a Muslim. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look him up afterwards.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. I mean, all the.
Where's he from?
He's originally from the UK. UK.
Britain, yeah, UK.
He was born in Luton. He lived in America. He said his dad was American. His mum was from the UK. His dad passed away, worked in the UK, and then from the UK he shifted to Romania. So he resides in Romania. But he gets around, he's in Dubai, and so he's like on every other podcast. If we're lucky, we might get him on our show one day, but we'll see.
Inshallah.
We'll get him some sparkling water, and he may come on.
I think you need a Bugatti. Might get him a toy one.
But like saying he got cancelled, Kanye got cancelled as well, didn't he?
Hey, boy!
Oh, yeah. Dropped from Adidas, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's no longer with, what's her name? Kim Kardashian, is he?
No. He's not been for a while now, I think.
Yeah.
So is that a positive for all the men of 2023?
In what way are you trying to...
The dream is, the hopes. Hope is in the dream is maybe. I don't know. But yeah, Tay got cancelled, but I think it got reinstated for a bit as well, just like Kanye did, because Elon Musk bought Twitter, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, well...
Well, what?
He bought Twitter. He then said they've missold the company to him. So he took it to court. And then the judge said, no, they haven't. You have to buy it. Cough up. And then he bought it. And then he started changing all the rules.
Yeah, but that wasn't Trump change. $44 billion with a B. Staggering. We need to make an app.
Make an app.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? Twitter's just an app, really, if you think about it. Social apps. And 44 billion. Crazy money. That's crazy. Yeah.
But it's a business strategy now anyway, because, you know, the blue ticks, you can buy it now. Before it wasn't. It was a status. You had to...
A certain level, yeah.
Yeah, a certain level. That's it.
Oh, God, it's cold, man. It's been a real cold winter, hasn't it?
It's been a warm summer.
It was an incredibly hot summer, not even warm.
And it's been a freezing winter.
Hashtag heat or eat.
Heat or eat.
Yeah,
that was the thing. But forget that, the summer, which is what I'm looking forward to. I hope last year we broke records, didn't we? It was supposed to be one of the hottest summers ever. So if you had a choice, you could either be extremely cold or extremely warm. What would you go for?
Can I choose neither?
No, you can't. It's got to tough out on one of them.
One or the other, then I'd go with extreme heat.
You could hack extreme heat more than extreme cold?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, if you think about it, that's what us South Asians are made for.
I know people that are, you know, South Asian and whatnot, but they can't stand the heat. My mate was like passed out in bed. Winter he handled fine, but he was like, oh, bro, God, that heat, man, is too much. Like, I couldn't breathe. And I don't even think he's asthmatic or anything, but we're just going to hack it.
Yeah, that's the humidity, though, isn't it?
So you would rather have two extreme conditions, you would rather have the extreme heat?
I would do. And it's only going to get hotter since we had the 8th billionth person born.
Whoa. I read that somewhere. That was last year, November, I think.
Yeah, and they believed it was born somewhere in South Asia.
I don't know. 15th of November or something. It was late last year.
Thailand.
8 billion people. Okay. I thought population was going down. I'm sure you said something about some article about the population decreasing or something.
Well, Canada's just changed its immigration policy.
Okay.
They're actually going to welcome more people in because their birth rate has literally plummeted.
Canada, open your borders, I'm coming. I'm single as well.
They have opened their borders.
I think that's our next trip.
Yeah, next trip, I think we should hit Canada. It's cold.
But they're nice people though, really
nice people.
But hey, we also had another new thing happen, and it may help population control. Can you guess what it is? You two won't be interested in this, but I'm interested in this sort of stuff.
Go on, I don't know. I'm stuck.
Give us a hint or something.
NASA sent the Orion module to go around the moon.
Right.
And this Orion module was the first phase of testing to send people back to the moon.
Do you think we come from the moon? We're not all aliens like you know, Niz. Space alien.
So. Well, they've not been back since the Apollo missions.
I don't know. So, do you even believe that? Because, again, we've got an episode coming this year about conspiracy theories. But,
yeah,
I don't know. Do you believe they actually went on the moon?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to prove that they didn't.
Yeah, that is the thing. Mm-hmm.
They've said that they've left equipment up there. The easiest way to do that is for another nation that wants to take away America's credibility is to send up a satellite and take a picture.
Right, so breaking news. Exclusive of 2023, we confirm they did not go to the moon. Because if anyone would know, this space alien sat here right here, Niz Nia, would know. Because he'd just jump in his ship and go, yeah. So if he's saying he's got doubts, I'm with you on that, Niz.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
So 2022, not particularly great year. 2023, let's hope for a better year. Do you guys, I know you don't have much plans or goals. I know, Sol, you've said before you take each day by day and, you know, same with you, Niz, you're quite boring, but you should always have ambition. You should always have hope. There must be something that could be a goal or it could be something you're looking forward to, but just something positive that you hope to happen. Or that you would like to happen, or you're going to try and make happen in 2023. Let the listeners know. Maybe you can motivate someone or inspire someone.
Well, I don't think it's just a New Year's resolution. It's a goal, and it's constant for me. Self-improvement is one. That's every day.
Self-improvement, that's so vague, but like what?
In any aspect way. Give me one. Everything, just improve my life from the day before. So if I've done 100 steps the day before, I'm going to do 101 today. Slow progress in the right direction. As a second target, as a long-term goal, it's got to, and this isn't a New Year's resolution. This is always continuous because I don't believe in these New Year's resolution things. Because then the other saying is, they're there to be broken.
Yeah,
so there's no point in having that.
Statistically, they don't last longer than 4 weeks. 4 to 6 yeah, weeks.
So. Well, so is financial independence. Don't want to have to go to work for someone else.
That was another thing that happened in 2022. You left us. You left the podcast. Do you remember, Saul?
Yeah, most definitely.
Walked out last minute.
Yeah.
And then we had to like bribe him to come. We had to blackmail him.
I had to reel him in, innit? Like a fish.
Yeah, we had to blackmail him to
listen,
come back.
Listen, I got called home.
Yeah.
I had to go.
So, okay. They're good goals. Saul, you?
Similar to this. Become a better person. Especially Ramadan just coming around the corner in a couple of months. So that gives me...
What do you know what month it's happened this year?
March,
okay.
So, you know, preparing ourselves just in a few months, that would help as well, innit? Not just mentally, but spiritually as well. And then whenever you look forward, you know, that's usually a turning point anyway. Mm. And hopefully to do that throughout the rest of the year.
Okay, good. So, Niz, back to you on the financial freedom. How do you plan for that to happen? What's your master plan?
Well, I can't tell you guys, because then this will be made public, and if it's made public, then unfortunately they might
shut you down, arrest you.
Well, not shut me
down,
but
send you back to the moon where you came from.
Improve the security and safeguarding at Fort Knox.
Right. Okay. So for me, I agree with both of you there as well. Self improvement, daily basis. So always try to improve from the day before, from the week before, month before, year before, improve. You know, life's all about growth. Should be in the same spot. You should try and better yourself. And another goal, obviously, is financial freedom, and just like Niz. But unlike Niz, I will share with you guys, my plan is to get this podcast monetized. So we need you guys' support. If you enjoy what we're doing, because we do put a lot of work into what we do here, so we do hope that you enjoy it, and we would like your support to help us grow so we can continue to provide great episodes for the rest of 2023. Other than that, just
spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word, spread love, peace. I mean, like we said last year, the war started. Hopefully it'll end this year.
Hopefully.
No more wars. It's one planet. We're all one people, you know, respect each other, try and look out for each other. I think that's what's lost in society these days. Everyone's all me, 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 me. There's a lot of narcissism going around. But you can only change within yourself. And if you change, that might inspire someone else to change. And it sort of has a knock-on effect. So that's my takeaway for this year. And I agree with Niz. Change doesn't come just with New Year. It could be a good start, whether you want to go to the gym or you want to practice your faith or a cleaner diet, however you want to improve your life, but it has to be consistent. So whatever you decide to do, good and positive, make sure you keep at it. With that said, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you next week for another great episode. Until then, Happy New Year. Enjoy your 2023, guys. It's a bye from me.
Happy New Year, everyone. And I hope 2023 is better in every way for all of you. See you at the table next week. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, hope 2023 goes well. And have a happy New Year's. Keep yourself tuning to our podcast. We're out every Wednesday. Take care and bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.